con la capa, ¿no? Se ponía la capa.
In a small house in the outskirts of Managua, Álvaro Conrado stares intensely at photos of his son, Alvarito. They adorn an entire wall of the living room. It's as if time has stood still here.
En mi trabajo, yo recibo una llamada al...
At my work, I received a phone call at 11:45 a.m. I will never forget that phone call.
Jamás lo voy a olvidar yo eso.
The day he's talking about is Friday, April 20th, 2018, the day that changed his family's life forever. It's one he remembers vividly.
El dueño de este teléfono...
The owner of this phone is entering this hospital seriously injured. He had been shot in his throat.
En el cuello, aquí.
In April 2018, protests broke out in Nicaragua over a reform that would, among other things, see pension cuts. Street protests erupted across several cities, including the capital, Managua. Álvaro Conrado and his son Alvarito had been watching videos of the violent clashes online between police and protesters. The father remembers his son, a tall, skinny boy who had just turned 15 a few days earlier, asking why they weren't demonstrating.
I told him, I'm too old. I can't run fast enough.
He thought that was the end of the conversation, but it wasn't. A few days later, on April 20th, the government suspended school. Álvaro remembers that he and his son took an extraordinarily long time for breakfast together that day.
We talked about his classes and about sports, which he was practicing. He was going to have a tournament, and if he qualified, he would go to Panama. He had his dreams. He also liked to play guitar and breakdance. He always wore a hoodie and a knit hat. He would spend hours playing Nintendo with his friends. He was a normal young boy.
That day, he and his son agreed to meet up for lunch with Alvarito's little sister, Rosa.
He usually paid attention and did what he was told, but not that day.
Álvaro went to work, unaware that it was going to be the last time he would see his son happy and healthy. A lot of students had joined the protests out of solidarity with older Nicaraguans. It was only logical, considering that many of them had been raised by their grandparents while their own parents emigrated. Álvaro's son snuck off to join them after breakfast that day and soon would become one of the main names associated with the political crisis. Back at the Conrados' house in Managua, Álvaro is watching video footage of his son online. Álvaro disappears into the video, which he's probably seen hundreds of times before. In the video, his son can be heard answering, Álvaro Conrado, when asked about his name by someone off camera. The teenager is clearly in severe pain. So is the father, watching the video from his rocking chair a year later. This is the closest he gets to his son nowadays.
It hurts me to know he was suffering.
The father says that Alvarito was rushed to the hospital but was refused treatment on government orders. By the time he made it to another hospital, it was too late. They tried for several hours to operate on him but were unable to save him. He died that same afternoon at 4:30 p.m. According to the Association of American States, at least 300 people were killed over the next 4 months. But Alvarito's death was different. He was one of the first and also one of the youngest to die. Even worse, he might have survived if doctors had refused to obey government orders. Alvarito has become a symbol of the injustice last year.
Soy Alvarito Conrado. Yo quise estar preparado.
A statue was raised of him at his school, and renowned artists have written songs about him and painted murals of him. There was even a book published in his honor. More than a year has passed, and victims and family members like Alvaro are waiting for justice. While talking about his son's death, Alvaro's mouth and eyes twitch. He often looks out at the street and seems nervous. He says the attention from his son's death cost him his job with the municipality last Christmas. But the role of Alvarito as a martyr only frustrates his father.
We don't want a martyr. We want justice, so that this does not happen again.
Alvaro and many others in Nicaragua are hoping for early elections, a new government, and they're still waiting for those who are responsible for the many deaths to get their punishment.